Rosh Chodesh Elul, Elul the first, Wednesday the 31st of August, Rabbi Zachariah Jacobson, Chiyuv Noshim, Behilchus Zayin Amim.
This week's Sedra, the Torah, Parshas Shoftim, the Torah talks about the Melchemes Zayin Amim, the Melchama, which we have a duty, we talks about when fighting, and we have a duty to fight off the seven nations. I would like to look into the opinion of the Chinuch regarding women's duty in joining this battle, in these battles. And we'll compare not just the Melchomis Zayin Amim, but we'll also address and look at the Chinuch's opinion in the other Chiyuv, Melchomah, which is a Chiyuv, which is Melchomis Amalek, which is addressed at the end of Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. So really what one really needs to address now is what are the different types of wars that Yidden go into, which is touched on in this week's parasha. There are three types of melchomis. There's something which we call a melchomis choiva. I'm using the Loshon of the Mishnah in Soita. Everybody agrees about melchomis choiva, that the duty is on everybody to go to fight. The Mishnah in Soita, which is Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin, says that this whole idea that the Shoitrim call out and say, Mi Ha'ish, he's just built a house, or Mi Ha'ish, he's just got married, or Mi Ha'ish, Hayorva Rachlevov, one who's scared, only applies to Melchemes Rishus. Abba ben Melchemes Choyva, using the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, because that's something which everybody agrees, what's a Melchemes Choyva, says the Baal Tanura. Melchemes Choyva is the Melchoma which we fight against the seven nations, and he adds, that's Melchemes Yisrael, or Melchemes Amalek. So that is what the definition of a Melchemes Choyva is, or Melchemes Mitzvah. The second Geder, which is the other extreme, is Melchemes Rishus. What's a Melchemes Rishus? Melchemes Rishus, says the Baal Tanura, is Melchemes Beis David, Melchoma which, like we find in David HaMelech, Vashi L'Ravchol, L'Harchiv Gevul Yisrael, to extend the boundaries of Klal Yisrael, L'Kachas Masma Amim, to take taxes from the nations, K'goy Melchemes Aram Naraim Aram Tzoiva. The third category, which is the category which Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma argue about, that's Melchemes Mitzvah. When we are under threat of other nations, and the Klal Yisrael go out to fight, to ward off the enemy, that's called a Melchemes Mitzvah. And the argument between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda is, whether in such a category, do we also say that everybody goes to fight? Now with Melchemes Choyva and Melchemes Mitzvah, the wording of the Mishnah is, Hakol Yoitzin, everybody goes out to fight. And the Mishnah says, what's the everybody afilu? Choson michedroi. And Choson will have to leave his cheder. Cheder yichud. And the kala from a chuppah. It's interesting the change of the expression. Really, they're all together. It's Choson and kala from the chuppah. But the Mishnah splits it. So we see everybody has a duty to go and fight, even women. So that would be the first nafka minna between a Melchemes Mitzvah and a Melchemes Rishus. So this week's parasha talks about Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes Rishus. It talks about the Melchemes Mitzvah fighting off the seven nations. It talks about the Melchemes Rishus, where we have the parasha of the Shoitrim and the Mashiach Melchoma, giving the introduction, and then you've got the Shoitrim, who's singling out, selecting who goes to fight in battle. That would be the first Nafka Minna, who goes to battle. Another Nafka Minna is, when do you go to battle? In this week's parasha, towards the end, you've got a parasha, Ki Sotzer al Ir Yomim Rabim Lehilochim Aleo Letofsa. When you go and you're going to surround a city in order to fight against it. And it talks about Yomim Rabim. Says the Sifri, Yomim Rabim, Yomim is Shnaim Rabim is Shloisha. Quoting the Gemara Mikan Omro, it's Gemara in Shabbos, Ein Tzorim al Ir Shal Oivdei Kechavim Pochas Mishloisha Yomim Koidem l'Shabbos. You cannot start surrounding a city to attack it less than 3 days before Shabbos. But if you start, you don't stop. And that's learned from the end of the parasha, end of that particular parasha, where it says, Imcha melchama ad ridata, says the Sifri ad ridata filu b'Shabbos. That if you do start, you're allowed to continue even on Shabbos. You're allowed to fight, and fighting is goes against one of the Melechel Shabbos. It's Chabura, it's Sheichet, you're killing, so that's breaking the Shabbos. If you've started 3 days beforehand, you don't stop on Shabbos. Before 3 days beforehand, but that you're limited in when on what days of the week you can fight. The Mechemes Mitzvah, says the Yushalmi. Mechemes Mitzvah, Yushalmi is in Shemesecha Shabbos. Says the Yushalmi, Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Choyva, you can start even on Shabbos. And the proof is from Yeshua. They started the surrounding Yericho on Shabbos. So that's another nafgamina, that Mechemes Mitzvah is every day of the week. You're allowed to start it. Mechemes Rishus, you're limited to the days of the week. It's important, this Akdoma, as we see later on, when we're going to look at women, and when women we want to look at the idea of their reasons of them being potter, and we'll look at and address the idea of Zman Garoma. So we've just been told that the doesn't with Mechemes Choyva doesn't seem to be a Zman Garoma there. It seems to be every day of the week. The Chinuch in Parshas Ki Tse'itse asks, what's the halacha legabe women with their duty to remember Amalek, Zochar, Pasha Zochar? Are women obligated according to the Torah? Now the Chinuch says something very interesting. He says, "V'neheges mitzvazu b'chol mokim b'chol zman," referring to the idea of remembering Amalek, Zechiris Mechiris Amalek, Lizkir Mash'os Amalek, B'zacharim, only with males, Kilohem la'sois ha'milchoma v'nikmas ha'ayev. Because only for men to go out to war and fight away the enemy. Lo'in l'noshim. Now that's very interesting. He's saying, first of all, that the idea of remembering Amalek is tied to the duty to fight off Amalek and fight and drive away to destroy Amalek and wipe out their name from the face of this earth. The mitzvah of remembering Amalek is tied to destroying Amalek. And destroying Amalek is only for men, not for women. So there's quite a few questions we can ask on this. So it's ask the Chinuch. I've got a Mishnah in Soita. We just learned Mechemes Choyva, the Baal Tanur said, that's seven nations, and Amalek is a Mechemes Choyva, a Mechemes Mitzvah. And the Mishnah says explicitly that you'll take a Kala Michuposa. So even a Kala will go out to fight. And says the Chinuch, Zecharim, Kilohem la'asiz ha'mechoma v'nikmas ha'ayiv v'loy l'noshim. He seems to be getting connected before the Mishnah. Minchas Chinuch also asks me Svarim. He says, who says that you have to link the fighting of Amalek to the remembering of Amalek? It could be when Mashiach comes, when we've wiped out, because the Melech HaMashiach's duty will be to wipe out Amalek. It could be we'll still have a mitzvah to remember Amalek. Even when there's no longer Amalek around. And there, the remembering will clearly be not to destroy Amalek, because Amalek is all gone. So, how can you just assume they're linked, and because they're linked, you're saying, well, since they don't have the duty to fight, because lo lehem la'asis ha'melchama, so too, they don't have duty to remember. Two very basic questions. The first question being, the Chinuch is connected to the Mefurash Mishnah in Soita. It says, kala mechubasa. The second question being that, you're basing up the Svarim, who says the Svarim is correct. Let's deal with the Mishnah first. The Rambam brings this Mishnah, Kipshutai, doesn't add any commentary to it. In Perek Zayin Melachim, Halacha Dalet, says the Rambam, Avol Memachemes Mitzvah, Hakol Yoitzin, Ve'afilu Chosem Michedroi, Ve'chalo Michupasa. Asa Radvaz. Koshat, V'chiderech Hanoshim Lasis Melchoma. Is the way of women to do Melchoma? That's on the Rambam. Rambam saying that a Kala goes to war, says, is it the way of women to go to war? V'hoksiv, kol kevudo bas melech p'nima, posuk in Tehillim. Tilim Mem Hei. That's the, it's the way of women to be in indoors, so to speak. It means not to be out in combat with men. The Pasuk saying that's not the way of women. So what does the Mishnah mean? What's the Rambam mean when the Rambam passes that women go out to fight in battle? That's not the way of women. Says the Radvaz in his first teretz, Dohachi Ka'oma, Ki even the chosen yoytze mechidroi, Kala yoytze mechuposa, She'en en heges yimechupa. If you take away the chosen from the Kala, her days of chupa end. Because you've taken her chosen to fight in battle. Her days of chupa, the Kala automatically loses the days of chupa. The chupa has to terminate. That doesn't mean that the Kala actually goes to fight in battle. Kol kibud basmela panima. It's not the way of women. So you actually, according to this, do not have a Mishnah against the Chinuch who says that women are exempt from battle because it's not for them to fight. And you've got an extra pasuk to support the Chinuch at Kol kibud basmela panima. And also you've got two Gemaras. You've got a Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Beis, talking about Lashonis there, in the beginning of the Gemara there, the Gemara says, Ein Darko Shal Isha, Alas Ois Melchoma. It's not the way of women to go and to do battle. There's also Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara, in Yevamos, where the Gemara talking about the duty of Piri Verivya, Ein darko shalisha lichboish. It's not the way of women to go out to be koivesh. So the einish darko lichboish. So you can see here is again two gemaras supporting this idea of the chinuch that it's not for women to go to battle and it's not for women to conquer, to go and conquer, you know, land. So at this stage, the chinuch is correct to say that it's not for women to go to battle, and since it's not for women to go to battle, says the Chinuch now, they don't have the mitzvah of Zechira. So you're just left with the Svara, who says that you can link the two? The Maisa, the Ramban, is Mashma, I saw this in Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Ramban is Mashma, very strongly Mashma, like the Chinuch, meaning the Chinuch is like the Ramban, if you learned the Chinuch was his Talmud, because the Chinuch says, the Ramban says in the end of Parshas Kiseitze, Shlei Sishkach, that you're meant to remember Amalek until Amalek is destroyed. So that seems to clearly show that the two are linked, but much stronger than that. There's a Pesikta Rabasi, which Tzvi Pesach brings. And I found another piece of Pesikta, also very explicit. We'll start with his piece. Havesachurima also lechem Amalek. Remember what Amalek did in order to destroy and wipe out Amalek's name from this world. So the whole point of remembering is to destroy. So the two are linked. The Chinuch is correct. The two are linked. And just another piece of the Sikta, I saw an earlier piece. He says, the idea of Schira is, in order to destroy them, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers as if you have destroyed it. The second one I mentioned is not as strong as the first, which is very clear, where he said, the Sikta says, Kedei. So Tzvi Pesach has brought very clear proofs to support the Chinuch. The Chinuch is not absolutely solid, that the Chinuch says, the mitzvah of destroying Amalek is a mitzvah which is duty on women and not on men. And men are not on women, and the reason why it's not on women is because it's not for them to fight. The Svara is not for them to go and fight. We had questions from a Mishnah, and we've said the Mishnah is not difficult. The question from the Mishnah we asked was, the Mishnah seems to say, Kalam Chuposo, and the Radvaz gave two answers. I've only mentioned the first answer, where the Radvaz explains, Kala Mechuposa means that the Kala loses her days of Chuppah end, because you've taken the Chosan Mechidro, you've taken the Chosan away. The Chinuch asked a question in Svara, that who says the two are linked, and we've shown that there's a good reason to say the two are linked. That's the mitzvah of Zechira is linked to the mitzvah of destroying. But nothing is simple. The Marcheshes in Simchah Beis, he wants to suggest another reason why women are potter. I'm bringing this really as a way of starting and introducing a very strong question on the chinuch, just to appreciate the question on the chinuch. The Marcheshes wants to suggest and say, you know what? The chinuch could have answered and said that the Amalek, destroying Amalek, Zechiris Amalek, destroying Amalek, is a mitzvah asay shazman garama, because killing Amalek is like a chiv misa. A misa, when based on doing a chiv misa, it doesn't take place at night. It's based on psukim, so it's a day. It's bound to the daylight, which is therefore zman garama. And since it's zman garama, it doesn't apply to women, because we know the rule. That the Mishnah in Kedushin, that mitzvahs which are zman garama, women are exempt from. So here we have another reason what the chinuch could have said. The chinuch could have given another reason to exempt women because it's zman garama, it's time bound. And he says that would apply to mechemes amamim as well. Because he says, if you look at the Ramban in Shoftim, there's lots of tnaim and conditions, and this would be one of the conditions, well, Mechemes Amamim, that it's only something you can do a day. And he brings a Rashi, Megillah, to support himself, where Rashi says, in Megillah Taf Gimel, that the Zman Nechom is at night, it is not at night, it's only at day, and he says that's what that Rashi means. Sorry? Now, of course, he says physically, if they're involved in Muhammad, of course they'll continue at night as well. What it means is that if you're going to have a duty, the duty of Muhammad is only on day. It means you only have a duty to start in the day, not at night. Like you have a mitzvah to go to battle, your duty would start. You wouldn't have a duty at night. You can't say I've got a duty now, and therefore I've got to go to battle. You'd have to be. You'd have therefore. I suppose an afkamin would be for oisik the mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. You've got mitzvahs to do. You'll have a duty to do them. You can't say I've got a duty of battle, because no, you haven't got a duty of battle. But of course, in the real world, people do battle at night. He addresses that in Marcheshes.
Possibly before night, because there was no light today.
But we find that Avraham Avinu, he chased them all the way in the night till Chatzi Alayla. But he brings from Avraham Avinu. So it's clear that Muhammad does take place at night, but he's saying it's not that there's no duty at night, because he compares it to Dine Nefoshes. Now, I'm saying this really because this will then strengthen the question I'm going to ask. That there really is a contradiction in the Minchas Chinuch then. Because Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Chof Hei, says very clearly regarding Zayin Amamim, that Benehegas, that Mitzvah is Noyeg, it's Mitzvah Tov Chof Hei, Benehegas, Mitzvah Zubas Chorim or Venekeiris, it applies to male and females. So he says with the Zayin Amamim, it does apply to females. So obviously he was clearly learning the Mishnah Kepshutai. And he goes to length to show that it's a mitzvah l'doyros, even though we can't put it into practice, but he says in theory it's a mitzvah l'doyros as well. It's very important we remember this for later. So we now have a contradiction in the chinuch. Because the chinuch without Amalek says, women, it's not for them to go to battle. And we've just now said this is Zman Garama, like Zayin Amamim and all of that, but clearly Zayin Amamim, the Chinuch didn't learn like that. He learned it is a duty on women. So we have a proper stereo contradiction in the Chinuch. The Marcheshes comes, says a beautiful answer, but not as a result of the stereo. He's got a different question. And his question is the Mishnah. And he answers something really beautiful. He says, when it comes to fighting Zayin Amamim, when it comes to fighting Eretz Yisrael, it's different to Amalek. Very basic difference. It's a beautiful difference. When you're fighting the Zayin Amamim, the seven nations, there's also another mitzvah attached. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Unlike Rashi learns that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban learns it is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that's how he approaches it. But besides for that, I don't know why he has to come down that line, because when they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was definitely a mitzvah for everybody of Kibbush Eretz Yisrael. There definitely was a mitzvah for those 14 years of Kibbush Eretz Yisrael. So even if, I mean, today we have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but for, one thing for clear was, there was another mitzvah going together with destroying the seven nations, and that is to live in Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So now, since Zayin Amrim has a mitzvah, a constant mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which he says women have a duty with, therefore, that is the reason why they have to go and fight off the Zayin Amrim. The reason why they have to fight off the Zayin Amrim is not, he says clearly, not because of the mitzvah of milchama of fighting the seven nations, because that, they're exempt. They haven't got the duty to fight, because they have, it's not for them to fight. But there's another thing, you've got to live in Eretz Yisrael, and they have that duty of to have to live in Eretz Yisrael, and they have to get rid of the nations in order to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. Masha'ein came with Amalek, which it takes place in a different land. The Amalekim are not living in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael tied with fighting Amalek. It's purely going to fight a Melchemes mitzvah that women don't have, because lo lehem lasas hamelchama. It's ein darkas shalit shal lasas melchama. It's not the way of women to go to battle. He's made a beautiful distinction, and his distinction is based on location. The Eretz Yisrael, the location he seems to be taking on is in Eretz Yisrael, which involves Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Women have that, and that's constant, that's not Zman Goroma, and therefore there's a duty for them. It sounds like a beautiful answer, but it doesn't fit with the Chinuch. It really doesn't fit with the Chinuch. Because the Chinuch goes to length to explain that even though we have today, in practice, we can't do the mitzvah of Zayin Amrim. He says it's l'doiros. Because our problem is that the Dovid HaMelech Nishi has destroyed the seven Amrim living in Eretz Yisrael. They have then been spread over the rest of the world. And he says that it's ein biyodeinu, it's not in our hands now to go and destroy those wherever they are. And therefore, since it's ein biyodeinu to destroy, it's only a theoretical mitzvah, but it is l'doiros. It's very clear from his Lashon. I just quote it. It says, "V'av ki kfar sinu b'em ha-mechuv al-idei dov malkeinu, she-shchisom, v'kilom, ad shlo inishu mehem rak mesei mispo, she-nisparzhu v'tovu b'ein ha-umois, ad shlo inoida zichrom, v'ein b'yodeinu ato lirdoi v'achareim la-orgom." Which implies that if we did know where they were, we would have a chiv to go and destroy them, even though it is not in Eretz Yisrael. So it's very clear that he does not learn this distinction like the Mechashas learnt. Very, very clear. So we can't say the answer of the Mechashas in order to answer the contradiction. So we had a contradiction in the Chinuch. The Chinuch says with Amalek that the duty of fighting off Amalek is on men and not on women, because it's not for women to go to battle. With the seven nations, Hachrim Tachrimim Eloi Sechai Kol Neshom Alvisu etc., the Chinuch says it's a mitzvah on men and on women. So it's a contradiction in the Chinuch. We had another question. There's also a Mishnah, not like the Chinuch. We asked the Mishnah of Chosam Yichedro Vekalo Mechuposo. Right, we gave an answer, but it's important to know that this Mishnah, the simple meaning of the Mishnah, is not like what the Chinuch says. Because the simple meaning of the Mishnah says, with all Melchemes Mitzvah, including Amalek, women do go to battle. Thirdly, I would like to point out a very quick ha'ora, and that is that if, according to the Chinuch, the only reason to exempt women from fighting Amalek is because it's not for them to physically go in battle, it's just not for women, it's called Kivud Bas Melech Panima. As for Me'er Arik, if that's the case, we know that Avodim are linked to women with a Gzeres Shavah of Lo. They are linked. And therefore all mitzvahs that women have, Avodim have. Mitzvahs which women don't have, are not Mechuv, like Zman Goroma, Avodim don't have. What about Pruravu? Tosfos says, Pruravu, the whole reason why women were exempt from that mitzvah, first mitzvah, is because it's not in Darkam Lichvosh. It's not for them. The Mara bases it on the word for Kivshua. It's not for them to go to battle. So avodim, who are men, who can go to battle, says Tosfos there would be mechuyev, improvable. So what about the mitzvah now mechias Amalek? The chayra, according to that, destruction of Amalek should be a duty on avodim. So I saw a sefer ask the mefurish Gemara, not like that. We have a story of Rabbi Lezer, who was looking for a minion, and he had 9 people. Says the Gemara Gittin, Gemara Brachas, he had an eved with him. So he was meshachre the eved in order to get a minion of a minion. So the Rosh explains, now why did they need a minion to be able to meshachre the eved? There's an issa. It says la'olam ben tavoidu. You've got to keep those avodim forever. What right do they have to go against an issa mitzvah saseh of la'olam ben tavoidu? An issa saseh. Says the Rosh, because they had a mitzvah d'oraisa of Pasha Zocha. The mitzvah d'oraisa of reading Pasha Zocha, they needed a minion. 1 minute. Why did they need to be meshachre this eved for Pasha Zocha? There are 10 bar chiyuvim there. The eved was chayev in Pasha Zocha. What reason would you give to pater him? Because he's linked to women, and women are potter. But what's the reason why women are potter? Because they don't go to battle, but this eved does go to battle. So if the eved does go to battle, he's got the duty, like Puruvu, Lechoyer, he would have the duty of Pasha Zocha. So you'd have 10 bar chiyuvim there for the Pasha Zocha. So why would they need to be mishachar the eved? Bishloim, if you say Zman Garoma, like Mecheshes' reason, then we can understand that eved was exempt, because women are properly exempt, because it's Zman Garoma. So that forces us to say that it must also be Zman Garoma. And that's a turning point to answer the kashas on the Minchas Chinuch. The Chinuch must also agree it's Zman Garoma. So let's very, very quickly recap the questions and finish off with a beautiful text of the Avnei Nezer. The questions we asked on the Chinuch was, the Chinuch says with Pasha Zocha and destruction of Amalek, it's only for men, not for women, because women, his reason for exemption is because women don't go to battle. But with the Zayin Amamin destroying the other nations, he says very clearly it is for women. So the Avnei Nezer says, there's 2 dinim here. When you go to battle, there's 2 types of... When you're destroying the 7 nations, or destroying Amalek, there's 2 ways of doing it. You have... One way of doing it is when the community goes out to battle them. You've got a battle. Battles have rules. Like we have a rule that it's, you know, with Mechemes Rishos, there's rules of it doesn't work on Shabbos, but, you know, Mechemes Mitzvah, we said, does work on Shabbos. So there's certain rules. There's a rule also that women don't get involved, because it's not for women to go to battle. But we find there's individuals of women who have killed. You have Yehudis, you've got Yael with Sisra, but we find, they're showing the point in the Musik there, that women individuals have gone and killed. You have such a Musik, that means as an individual you have women who could go and kill and become the mitzvah through killing. He says, when individuals do it, it comes under the gedder like a chi of misa. They're carrying out a chi of misa. So therefore, the chi of misa, we said, happens only during certain times. Now he picks up on the point that chi of misa doesn't happen on Shabbos, because it's chilul Shabbos. So he says, therefore, if a woman's doing it as an individual, it'd be zman garama, it'd be time-bound, because she could only do it. It's a Sunday to Friday job. She couldn't do it on Shabbos. So you'll say to me, but 1 minute. Very nice. You'll say, women have it, can only do it as individuals. But the mitzvah is done 7 days a week. Because men do this mitzvah as a melchama, and they do it on Shabbos. As the Yishalmi says, it happens on Shabbos. So he says, I'm Moshim Lachod, I'm Anoshim Lachod. Don't tell your wives this, but they're a different nation. I'm noshim l'chod, I'm a noshim l'chod. You can't, a mitzvah for the men is the mitzvah for the men. They're like a different nation to the women. And what a woman's mitzvah, because the man has it on Shabbos, doesn't affect the woman's mitzvah, Zman Garoma. Even though for the men it's on Shabbos, for the women it's only Zman Garoma. And it's her mitzvah which is Zman Garoma. And you can't start learning from the men. So therefore, he's made this mitzvah now Zman Garoma, which is beautiful now. That there's another patzor, the chinuch told of both, With Amalek, there's two reasons why women are potter. One, because for the battle, they don't go to battle. And as far as killing as an individual, it's mangaroma. So, no kasha mechaloch. He spoke about the general mitzvah, which is that battle, he gave a reason for that patur. But actually, there's another reason to patur. And that's mangaroma. So you ask me, but Zayin Aharon in the chinuch says that they do go to battle. He says it's a chiv on the women. So how are we going to manage that one? So, of course we're not talking about going out to battle, because we said that's not for women. So what you're going to say now, we're talking about as individuals. And you'll tell me that for some reason, it's not Zman Garoma. And he says it's not Zman Garoma, because there's a difference between the two battles. Zion Amamim, the seven nations, the reason why we destroy them, says the Pasuk, is in Leman Lo Yilamadu, that we shouldn't learn from their bad ways. With Amalek, the reason why we fight them is because Zoches Asha Os Amalek, something they did in the past. So with the seven nations, the reason why we destroy them is because they're a mazik. They're going to cause you harm. And you don't learn from their bad ways. Hashem wants us to destroy the seven nations that we shouldn't learn from them. So they're a mazik. You're not destroying them because you have a mitzvah to destroy them because something they've done. There's a mitzvah you've got to destroy them because they will cause you to lose out and learn from their bad ways. So he calls that a mitzvah, he calls that a melacha she'in tzricha l'gufa. It's a melacha she'in tzricha l'gufa, says Avraham Ezer. You're as if you're doing a melacha, you're fighting against them, killing them, not for themselves, but not because you don't want to be harmed from them. This melacha she'in tzricha l'gufa, according to Rav Poiskim, can be done on Shabbos. So therefore, the mitzvah Zayin Amin can apply 7 days a week for women. And that's how he answers the stira. Thank you very, very much for listening.